Petey, thoughts on that one?
Oh, extremely disappointing. We're in a big hole at the moment, and we've got to dig ourselves out of it. We're not going to point the finger at anyone individually, but geez, that was terrible.
32 points enough to win a game, Peter?
Oh, sure it is. Sure it is. Not when you're conceding a heap like we are at the moment. We just need a real attitude adjustment at the moment.
Can you put your finger on anything that's going wrong, Peter?
There's a few things, but we'll keep them in-house. Nothing scandalous or anything like that. It's just we need to work a little bit harder, and we're not prepared to. When things go against you in a game, we're just failing to rise to any sort of adversity at the moment, and we're just leaking far too many points.
Can you take any positives out of scoring 30 points?
No. I don't think we had to work. Again, we had to work too hard for our points. A few of them were quite fortuitous, really. We're a long way off where we were earlier in the season, and it's my job to get us back to that.
You started the second half a little bit brighter. Did you have words at halftime?
Yeah, we had a real good chat at halftime. Oh, I wasn't impressed with what was going on in the first half. So they responded. Yeah, that's what you know. It's there. We responded with two quick tries after halftime, but then we don't see the ball for a period, and you've got to be able to defend that, and we've just lost that at the moment.
Can you put your finger on why that desire is not there, Peter?
Oh, I wouldn't call it desire. There's a few reasons, but we'll keep them in-house.
It's been a tough week, Peter. Allegedly training cancelled on Tuesday through lack of numbers. Is that an excuse?
No, not at all. Look, it was a disruptive week. Most sides have them. Not at all. These guys, we've been together since for a fair while now. So we didn't change things too many. We're still leaking too many points. It's as simple as that. We're not going to point the finger at the referee, the injuries, or anything like that. We've got to have a good, long, hard look at ourselves, and we're only a shadow of the side we were, 6-8 weeks ago.
Good time to have a week off?
No, I'd like to be playing next week, really. On the back of what we've been doing, I want to get the boys back on the field as quick as possible.
We'll take the game right back to kick-off. Now, Richard Holm, what was the story there, Peter?
He pulled out this morning, actually. He's groin. He trained with us yesterday and then just didn't pull up well today, so we didn't play him. But a few other blokes put their hands up and said they'd play, and they did that. So they're tough enough, the guys have got. It's just being mentally better.
And then a couple of injuries in the game. Danny Houghton limped off. What's the story there?
Yeah, he's got a calf issue at the moment, so he battled on there for a little bit. Then we moved Jamie Ellis there, and he cramped up. So, again, no excuses there for losing the game. I'm not pointing the finger at anyone getting injured or anyone playing out of position or anything like that. 30-10 up, you've got to be good enough. And you look at the table, you'd swear that they were the top four side, not us.
Does that disappoint you, obviously?
Oh, it's the most disappointed I've been all year. It was disgraceful.
And then back to Danny Houghton. Is he an early blow? He's got the game next week. Will he be a doubt for that?
Oh, I wouldn't know yet. I wouldn't know.
And then, as I say, a couple of weeks off now in the league to try and get back together and get back on the front foot.
Yeah, as you've seen today, we've got a lot of work to do. A heap of work.